don't want to go downtown. I'm still scared from the terrorist attack. Can't we stay home?
Whoa, that is scary. But you know, God is watching out for you. Hi there, everybody. This is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me. Let's start out today with a powerful promise from God's Word. It's found in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 37 through 39. Let me read it to you. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Our story for today is entitled Always Watching. Kendall sat on her bed and looked at her mother. "Can't we just stay home?" she asked. "I don't want to go downtown. I'm still scared." There had been a terrorist attack in the city a couple weeks before, and Kendall wasn't sure she ever wanted to go out in public again. "Kendall," said Mom, "I understand you're scared, but we can't just hide at home for the rest of our lives." Kendall slowly got up and went to the window. Looking out, she noticed a little dove all alone on the balcony. It rested peacefully until two large pigeons landed nearby. The young dove began cooing loudly in alarm. Kendall frowned. "If only that little dove had stayed in its nest, it would be safe," she said. Before Mom could answer, the mother dove appeared and the curious pigeons flew away. Mom gently stroked Kendall's hair. "Honey, that little dove was never really left alone," she said. "Its mother was always watching." Kendall sighed and pressed her forehead against the window. "I wish we had someone to watch and protect us wherever we go so I wouldn't be so scared," said Kendall. "Like a bodyguard." "Oh, there's someone much better than a bodyguard looking out for you, Kendall," said Mom. "You're God's child, and He is constantly caring for you. He loves you, and He always will be with you no matter where you go." "But we can't be sure He'll keep us safe, can we?" asked Kendall. "I mean, sometimes Christians get hurt too." "That's true," said Mom. "We can't understand why He allows some things to happen, but nothing can happen that He doesn't permit. As Pastor Brooks sometimes says, everything that happens is Father-filtered. God is in control of everything, and you can trust Him to allow only what is good for you." Kendall thought about what her mother said. "So, since God is my Father and He's protecting me, I don't need to be afraid anymore, even though the world is such a scary place," she said. Mom nodded. "God watches over you every moment," she said. "Trust Him. He'll never leave your side." So, how about you? Do you live in fear because of the terrible things that happen in this world? Are you afraid to leave your house? If you're a child of God, you don't need to live in fear and dread. You're never out of God's sight, and He'll never be unfaithful. Nothing that happens ever takes Him by surprise. Trust Him and know He's watching over you. Our key verse is Psalm 34, verse 15. It says, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry." And our key thought, God sees and cares for you. Hey, just a reminder to those of you who enjoy Keys for Kids, I want to encourage you to check out our website. Make sure to ask for your parents' permission first, then head over to keysforkids.org. That's keysforkids.org. Well, as always, I'm Zach, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.